This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show, sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. So in medicine, we are very, very careful to make sure things we say are not taken out of context. And luckily, we get to document our own charts. Some doctor visits are now being videotaped, certain on telemedicine platforms. There's the audio, there's the video. And so, you know, we lose that threat. We mitigate the risk of somebody taking what we say out of context. Well, so rather than somebody saying, they said I was going to die, that I was dying, and I was, and then you listen, they say, you know, the burn, you know, especially the partial thickness to full thickness or third degree burn might have killed those cells, killed that skin tissue, so it's dying. And if left untreated, you know, that it won't heal, and those cells and that skin could die. Yeah, you know, you can obviously, capture what was said and, you know, try to spin it, but whatever was documented, whatever is there, you know, that's what happened. So I find it fascinating with, you know, Trump was, you know, I guess at a rally in Ohio, he was talking about the Chinese leader Xi Jinping and the manufacturing plants for cars that is allegedly being built in Mexico right now. And he was talking about the tariffs that he's going to put on them if he wins and if he's elected. If he's not elected, it's going to be a bloodbath. Whether he was talking about the auto industry or the economy. Well, media outlets that should have a responsibility, you know, to not be cutting and pasting or to not be twisting words. Apparently, prominent media companies are saying that Trump is threatening another January 6th. It's ridiculous. Come on, people. I wish Democratic strategists would talk to me. I could give them some fantastic advice, but this is hurting them. I mean, I'm nonpartisan, and when I see PR mess-ups and PR goofs and yellow journalism, it really hurts your cause if you are trying to show that you are not all about the headlines, you're not unethical, you're not. I think it's unethical to misconstrue something said. So I guess Trump was addressing communist China leader Xi Jinping, saying, if you're listening, President Xi, you and I are friends, but he understands the way I deal. He said, those big monster car manufacturing plants that you're building in Mexico right now, you're going to not hire Americans, and you're going to sell the cars to us. No, we're going to put a 100% tariff on every single car that comes across the line, and you're not going to be able to sell those cars if I get elected. Now, if I don't get elected, it's going to be a bloodbath for the whole, that's going to be the least of it. It's going to be a bloodbath for the country. That will be the least of it. But they're not going to sell those cars. They're building massive factories. Now, I'm not here to talk about what, you know, every time Trump says something that starts to be all the piranhas and media jump on and whether that was a bad term. I mean, how many times have I used the term blood sport? I enter a university and within my first week, I see one of the other professors just get, oh my gosh, just tackled verbally by all these other professors in this one meeting. And I go, whoa, are you okay? He goes, academia is a blood sport. And I didn't realize it until I was in it. I was like, whoa, I guess you're right. Really? I thought teachers and professors just fall asleep in their office and do whatever. I didn't realize that it could be so cutthroat among. And so people use bloodbath, blood sport. These are things that use, but for a media company to try to, and a media outlet, to try to say that Trump is urging violence, come on. It's actually insulting to their readers, and it's insulting to their listeners and to their viewers. It's almost like, you see, we can manipulate you. People are dumb. All we have to do is say, Trump said if he doesn't win, it's going to be a bloodbath. There you go. And people will be like, oh, okay. People won't do their own research. Well, do these media outlets give the link of the actual footage? Or is it just the little snippet of what they want to say? Come on, people. And it's really insulting. And I don't like to see this. It doesn't have to be like this. Now, yes, you know, Trump, he gets his mouth into trouble a lot. But what is the elephant in the room? Well, the elephant in the room is, you know, people might get really, really mad if their president doesn't win. When Trump won in 2020, there were protests and riots. When Trump won in 2016, not my president, and people in the streets and yelling and whatever. Then, after the 2020 election, January 6th. I mean, Americans get mad. And if they think there was any cheating, I think Hillary Clinton kept saying that, Trump won because of cheating. She's not considered an insurrectionist, but Trump is. But, are we looking at, if let's say Trump doesn't win and people think there's cheating, are we looking at actual violence? If Biden loses and Trump wins, are we looking at violence? I mean, we've seen all sides, and we're seeing a lot of violence right now. Look what happened to D.C., Florida. So, you don't need Trump to say terms that make people are grumpy, and a civil war is coming. And it's not Biden or Trump instigating it. People are just mad with what they see. 1-877-DOCTOLLY.
Addictions can sneak up on us and come in many forms, whether it's drugs, alcohol, sex, video games, porn, or something less obvious such as food, internet, or shopping. Addiction can seem innocent at first and then evolve into an insurmountable evil. In our book, Addiction Basics, Caitlin Kalikas and I dive into the common addictions and provide tips for identifying and preventing these before they sneak in and take over our lives. Addiction Basics can be found on Amazon or on my website, drdahlia.com. Check it out.
Dr. Dahlia here. Are you tired, gaining weight, burned out, stressed out? Well, how's your dopamine doing? Not sure? Then check out our book, Deploying Dopamine. How you feel right now, how you will feel an hour from now, how you will feel next week is completely reliant on our dopamine. Christian Kalikas and I created Deploying Dopamine, a book that tells you what dopamine is, when it dysfunctions, and how to successfully deploy dopamine when needed. So find Deploying Dopamine on Amazon or drdahlia.com today.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now. to get away and get treatment.
800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327.
Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Dr. Dolly Issue, thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on X or Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So the Indiana Supreme Court is not going to be entertaining an appeal on an Indiana couple that lost their child, lost custody of their child when they did not support their transitioning. And the precedence that might have been set is the idea of the parent's religion can hurt and cause emotional abuse of the child. And the courts can step in and protect them. Now, we spoke a little bit about this. You know, if you know, your religion is, you know, you have to sacrifice an animal on the altar, where you have to sacrifice your child. Yeah, you know, I mean, the courts are going to step in, and they're going to want to make sure that kid is protected. Now, but And I understand when it comes to abortion, that's a different conversation. You think, you know, if somebody believes in aborting the fetus, does the court step in and protect the fetus? Well, the feds said we're out of it. No more Roe v. Wade. We don't step in to protect the fetus. We don't step in to protect the mom. We don't step in to, this is out of our jurisdiction. We're out of it. We don't get involved. Whatever mom wants to do, she has reproductive rights. So do parents have religious rights? Well, so with this court case, the child, this was, I think, began in 2021, where the Department of Child Services got reports that the parents were abusing and neglecting the child. Now, there was no physical abuse, but they said it was verbal and emotional abuse because they would not accept the teen as transgender, use the pronouns, etc. So a judge ordered the teen to be removed from the parents' custody. Now, the teen also had an eating disorder. So they participate in individual and family therapy. The state did drop the allegations of the parents being abusive, but they were not allowed to talk about around the child outside of therapy sessions their transgenderism, the child's transgenderism, because it could worsen the eating disorder. So the eating disorder never rectified, you know, after the child was able to transition or to, you know, be who they wanted to be. But they didn't want the child to have a worsening eating disorder. So where the appeals judge, then this went to appeals, and the Indiana Court of Appeals sided with the state, saying the parents have the right to exercise their religious beliefs, but they do not have the right to exercise them in a manner that causes physical or emotional harm to the child. Now, most people would agree with that statement, but what if, let's say, you, in, as part of your religion, do not believe in premarital sex. And so that's really important in your religion, no premarital sex. So you tell your child, no premarital sex. You can't be going on dates and having sex. You go on dates and not have sex, but no premarital sex. Well, you know, for a teenager, they might be pretty frustrated with that because they want to have sex. Well, they then ask to be removed from the parents' home. And will a court honor it? Because as this judge said, a parent's religious beliefs can hurt the child. What about political beliefs? What about a parent's political beliefs? Now, we want American flags on our car. So we want you to have an American flag. Kid goes to school, like that one school, and the school says, you can't have an American flag on your car. Then the kid gets in trouble. Will the kid be taken away from the parents? So losing custody is an issue that we have to be very, very careful with. Now, I get having patients who are gender dysphoric, that is a very, very challenging issue to have. And you want, you know, to make sure that that child gets all the support they need. I would not, as their physician, suggest them being ripped away from their homes, ripped away from their siblings, ripped away from grandparents and aunts and uncle, etc. Even though some of these individuals who lose custody, the child might go to another family member, it completely disrupts that child's family network. The families, the child had access to pets. The child's, so, you know, it's ripping a child away from their parents is serious. Now, the child might have wanted to get away from their parents. A lot of children do. Many teens don't want to be around their parents. So will teens be able to use these certain arguments to get away from their parents? My parents, I went to 12 different schools my senior year. I didn't want to move again. I had class offices. I had a boyfriend. I wanted to stay. So my friend's parents said, look, for senior year, just stay with us. And my parents wouldn't let me. I had to go with them. And so, that was emotionally abusive. That was, I didn't want to go to 12 different schools. Could I have left? And so, you know, if a child wants to leave their family, could they say, look, I want to identify as X, Y, Z. You have to allow me to identify as X, Y, and Z. And if you don't, then I'm out of here. And will a court support that? And then if the parents do lose custody and that child wants to, let's say, have gender-affirming surgery, who is giving consent? And what if that child changes their mind? So this is, you know, I don't want any child living in any sort of arena or area where they feel like they can't be themselves and they feel like, you know, I don't want anybody abused. But, you know, if someone, let's say, identifies as, you know, I want to be a cokehead, where I get to use cocaine every day, and my parents won't let me, that's a religious thing to them. Is now there a precedent so that child can get away from the family? You know, it's interesting. These schools will call you the second your kid is tardy to class, or if your child fails something. You know, or is rude or, you know, gets in trouble. Yet we keep the parents out of it during a very vulnerable, challenging time as gender identity. So you want the parents involved if the kid is late. You want the parents involved if the kid is failing the class. But, you know, I mean, some kids get whooped really bad when, you know, they're failing because the argument schools make is, well, we can't tell the parents because that child could get spanked, could be abused as a result of that. Well, I've known of kids that got in trouble because they got a bad grade in school. Teachers called the parents. Parents said, you got yourself in trouble in school again? You got into a fight? You got into this? And then they go home and get punished. So we need to have some very careful conversations about where we're going to go from here. Because now that we are being told that close to 25% of the Gen Z population is LGBTQAI+2S, and many more would be non-binary than in other populations, and it'll be interesting to see the Generation Alpha numbers and the Generation Beta numbers. This could be something that we might see a lot of parental dissection, you know, in terms of a child's ability to make a decision for themselves pre-18. Are they going to change the age of consent? Are circumcisions going to be banned? What about birth control? What if a parent wants the child on birth control so they don't get pregnant? Or a parent doesn't want the child on birth control because they don't believe in premarital sex, but then the child gets pregnant? You know, this is tricky because it's we got some idiot parents out there, but we also have parents that do have a right to be there to guide and make informed consent for their child. That's what the laws now allow. And if religion and the discongruity and the disagreement between a child and the parent's religion can allow a child to, you know, leave the family, then that child could leave for any reason. And is that where we're going to now, where teenagers will leave the home? I mean, personally, I think the average 16-year-old could get a job and could start. Yeah, I really wonder why 16-year-olds need to still be quote-unquote kids. But, you know, it's definitely an interesting conversation. But, you know, I mean, kids who have true gender dysphoria need their siblings, need their family members. 1-877-DOCTOLLY, don't go away.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices. Our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
USA News Update. Former President and Republican nominee Donald Trump spoke at a campaign rally in Ohio, saying he would put a 100% tariff on cars that were made by China in Mexico and imported to the U.S., but only if he got elected. Otherwise, it would be a bloodbath in November. Several Republicans, including Trump's former Vice President Mike Pence, said it was obvious he was speaking about the car industry. His opponents criticized him immediately, saying he was pushing for another January 6th. The Biden administration expected this week to finalize regulations that aim to curb gas-powered vehicle tailpipe emissions and push consumers to the electric vehicle. A volcano on Iceland's southwestern coast erupted Saturday for the fourth time since December, setting off evacuations. Corey Myers, USA News.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
All right. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So when SARS-CoV-2 happened, started in the U.S. in the late 2019, then we started to see it widespread early 2020, named it. It was interesting how long it took for it to finally be, shall we say, named and addressed, considering we think it was leaked from a lab in August of 2019. But as I said before, China had leaked viruses before. The first SARS outbreak back in 2002 was deemed a lab leak when the Singapore Ministry of Health did an investigation and said, hey, there was a lab leak. Then a couple years later, there was another lab leak where a couple people died of SARS, and a couple people in the China's equivalent of CDC got fired as a result. So I'd spoken to you guys about that, saying, look, whatever slipshod protocols are being done in China, you know, maybe the reason why and this was a few years back, maybe the reason why the government doesn't really want to talk about lab leak theory, and Fauci doesn't want to, and Biden doesn't want to, because people in glass houses shouldn't throw stones. And I said, we need to talk about the lab leak theory. Don't be calling us doctors conspiracy theorists. Don't be saying it's misinformation. Because if a virus leaked from a lab, politics aside, this has nothing to do with politics or being anti-China. What protocol did that lab do that other labs might be following, and we might need to fix the protocol? I mean, in football, when we realize certain tackles, like horse collar tackle, causes severe injuries, they decided, okay, we're going to ban those sorts of tackles. Right? We're not going to use this type of equipment if apparently viruses leak. And I know people said, no, it didn't have anything to do with a lab leak. We're blaming China. It was a woman eating bat soup, or it was a fish market. I think China blamed Italy on frozen food. But I was saying from the beginning, we have to make sure other hospitals aren't or other labs aren't leaking. If it was a lab leak, and this isn't China's first rodeo, because they've had lab leaks before, what is it? Is it the pipettes? Is it the duct system? Is it the reverse ventilation? Is it the plexiglass they're using? What is it that is making lab leaks happen and labs more vulnerable? Well, now we're seeing, which is something we had suspected, the Irish Star is saying that America suffers from a startlingly high number of lab leaks itself. So, looks like America has had multiple lab leaks. This has led to fears that the next pandemic could be sparked by an American lab leak. And there's been calls for the number of experiments being carried out at these particular facilities that can't manage the leaks to be cut. According to Irish Star, official data shows that there have been over 600 cases of controlled pathogens being released between 2014 and 2022. Well, this is the equivalent of 70 to 100 releases annually of viruses. It could include anthrax, Ebola. Tuberculosis is not a virus, it's a bacteria. They say at least two workers in the laboratories have been infected after these quote-unquote release events. One employee was infected with chikungunya, which is a mosquito-borne virus. Another got Q fever, which is a bacterial infection. Now, nobody died, but yeah, we're having lab accidents, it appears. They say many of the release events could be attributed to scientists spilling the contents of test tubes, the incorrect wearing of safety equipment, bites and scratches from animals who are carriers of the diseases and viruses. These incidents raise the risk of viruses or disease then spreading to the community at large. Hence, their release could trigger the next pandemic. They say other ways in which potentially deadly pathogens were released was poor practice, such as dumping infected monkey blood down a plug hole. Okay, I think what they're talking about is like a sink, really? Okay, biohazard, in America, somebody can't have a bloody nose in your office without any of their Kleenex or gauze going into biohazard. Now, people have a bloody nose in the toilet, in the bathroom, a public bathroom, and it can go into a regular bathroom. But in a medical office, there's a bloody nose, it has to be, I mean, you're talking quadruple the price to discard that. So, as I've said before, we need to know what happened in Wuhan, not because we want to vilify him, not because we want to start a war, but because we want to make sure other labs aren't doing the same stupid stuff. This data was compiled by the Federal Select Agents Program, and experts warned that continuing to experiment on viruses could increase the risk of more release events. It comes as there is an increased suspicion that the COVID-19 pandemic was caused by a lab leak at the Wuhan Institute of Virology. I thought already the Department of Energy and I think the CIA had said with moderate confidence or a certain amount of confidence that they thought it was a lab leak. So we're still trying to be all, you know, sweet and non-judgmental and non-committal on that. Meanwhile, we are almost at year five from when that leak happened. August would be the five-year mark of when it leaked. So, the question then, begs the question, have we been leaking this whole time? Now, I hope to God when this happened, internally, everybody said, whoa, everybody get your acts together. This could have been a leak. Let's see what went wrong. And let's just tighten up our QA, you know, tighten up our protocols. But I have a feeling, no. I have a feeling people looked up from their test tube and said, whoa, what's going on here? What is it? MSNBC said, no, it's bat soup. Okay, we're good. Meanwhile, this study said, no, we've had multiple pathogens released. And that's a problem. So I think the Wuhan lab or somebody suing China, their business was so affected by the COVID lockdown that they're now suing. I think they're trying to sue the country of China because of data that the virus could have been manipulated with or released, even if it was by accident. Negligence could put them at risk for a lawsuit. And I was wondering when the lawsuits were going to happen. I know that the government is going to try to stave off lawsuits about the lockdowns and because they could say, well, it was a public health crisis, so the public health crisis protects us. Well, I don't think it did protect us because you fired a whole bunch of our military. You think they want to come back? We've had the lowest recruitment in history, and you fired people because of the COVID vaccine. So I don't know if those lawsuits will happen. But we cannot have our labs with half-assed protocols or people not doing their job right. They say officially a release event is defined as a pathogen, including a virus, escaping from its primary containment area, which can include test tubes or ventilation areas. Due to details on such links being classed as potentially national security risks, we don't hear a lot about that. They say one example took place in September 2016 when a student at Washington University School of Medicine in St. Louis, Missouri, walked around her community for 4 days, not knowing that they had pierced safety equipment and their finger with a needle that was infected with chikungunya virus. So, you know, we have to do a better job, and we have to be open and transparent. 1-877-DOCBELLY.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Fantasy football season is coming, but sadly, too many of you are taking the bench while the country takes part in one of the most exciting and lucrative industries out there. Don't know how to play, huh? Well, huddle up and listen.
Sports analyst Paul Kalikas and I have written a fantasy football pocket guide for beginners. This book walks you through the basics and shows you how simple and lucrative joining and creating a fantasy football team can be. Read our Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners found on Amazon or follow the links on Twitter and Facebook. That's Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners. It's time you get into the action. Dr. Dahlia here. Are you tired, gaining weight, burned out, stressed out? Well, how's your dopamine doing? Not sure? Then check out our book, Deploying Dopamine. How you feel right now, how you will feel an hour from now, how you will feel next week is completely reliant on our dopamine. Christian Kalikas and I created Deploying Dopamine, a book that tells you what dopamine is, when it dysfunctions, and how to successfully deploy dopamine when needed. So find Deploying Dopamine on Amazon or DrDahlia.com today.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few highlights. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I have been using Extendivite for many years. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. I thought this was fascinating. Toronto police are advising locals to leave their car keys near their front doors to make it easier for the thief to take the car so they don't get violent with you. Just here you go. Take the key. Take the wallet. So they said car thefts have spiked in Toronto. So local police are prescribing new safety measures. And one of the recent recommendations is, especially these are residents of the town of Etobicoke, to leave their car key, I guess they're called fobs, those with the little, you know, the electric car opener thingy, near their house door to avoid being attacked in their homes by potential burglars. I mean, maybe just leave the car running for these thieves? I don't get it. According to police, the number of car thefts in the city has more than doubled in recent years. In 2023, more than 12,000 vehicles were reported stolen. In 2019, it was 5,000. And I remember, I forget what city we were in, the locals said, keep your windows down. Keep your windows down of your car, because if you have tinted windows and somebody wants to steal something, they'll break the window. But if the windows are down, the thieves won't then need to break your windows because they'll see that there's nothing in your car. I mean, it's a strategy, but wow. They say thieves have been breaking into houses to steal keys, in order to steal cars. Now, maybe it's because many of you have that little, this hook thing. Maybe you have this little bar of hooks right by the door. So as you walk out, you grab your keys. In fact, I actually recommended that to my husband because he keeps losing the keys. See, we don't do that. We have the keys wherever our coat is or wherever our purse would be. Or on the kitchen table or on the desk. But my husband keeps losing his keys. So I'm like, to hell with this, let's just put a little hook by the door, throw the keys there. This way you never lose them. But I guess that's what thieves are doing. They're breaking into the house and they're going to those hooks. Well, so people don't want their house broken. So you'd think that go and get something else. I mean, once you're in the house, there's a whole bunch of stuff you could steal. But the Toronto Police Constable Marco Riccardi told residents last month, suggested that, leave the car keys near the front doors of the houses. This way, they don't have to confront the violent criminals who could have guns. They say leave them at your front door, like on the outside of the front door. They're going to break into your home to steal the car. They don't want anything else. Are you sure? And a lot of them that they have been arresting have guns on them. And they're not toy guns, they're real guns. So you would think, rather than spending all this time telling people to just give the people their cars, that'd be other sorts of, shall we say, focuses on what they're going to do to stop it. And I'm sure the Toronto Police is doing something. But I'm just picking up on this, where we're going to give in. You know, we're doing that with medicine now. Well, we're just going to give in. If bringing up your weight is going to be fat shaming, then fine. We just won't talk about it. Just do your thing. I can't bring up the diabetes risk or the heart disease risk or the arthritis risk or the cancer risk. Do your thing. If you don't want to come to the doctor and you don't want to be examined, but you only want to be taken care of over the phone, then fine. We'll do telemedicine. That's fine. At least it's something. You know, and we're really loosening up with a lot of these sorts of things that, you know, used to not be so lax. And I just don't think that's helping us. I mean, there's been a lot of discussions of decriminalization of drugs. As much as marijuana, I had wanted, you know, people to be able to study it, researchers to be able to study it, police freed, there being another avenue for pain control because, you know, doctors were being vilified for writing pain medications and, you know, even though the drugs, a lot of it were coming across the border and cartels, et cetera. The marijuana scene is kind of a mess right now. And when Oregon tried to decriminalize drugs, we see now they're trying to roll that back. Well, if, you know, people are going to be using drugs, why don't we just make it legal? If we make it legal, maybe people won't want to use them. Do you understand why people are using drugs? They're in pain. They have depression. They're addicted to them. Now, we need to address that. Now, and it's just this kind of lackadaisical attitude. And leaving your car keys in front of your house so somebody can just go up and down the neighborhood and take everybody's cars. That is not defense. Okay, me, I would be, well, why don't we put spikes on the front door so you don't try to touch our front door? Why don't I have a big pit bull that's sitting right by the door? So if you even enter my space, this pit bull is going to just, you know, chew up your butt. Why don't, you know, we do that? Why aren't the police suggesting we get dogs? Why aren't the police suggesting that we have a live feed that will immediately go to Facebook Live when you are detected in the front of the house? That'll be able to detect through your mask. A lot of people are wearing COVID masks because now you can walk into a bank with a mask. In fact, they made you walk into banks with masks. That was ridiculous, right? Because of COVID. So now people can rob banks. I had a patient who was robbed, a bank teller was robbed. They were wearing a COVID mask. I mean, I think there are other ways to dissuade violent crimes. And we're just making things easier. We're making it easier for kids to not do their homework, for kids to not take classes, for kids to not pass standardized tests. We're making it easier for people to win awards and medals when they, lose in a sport. We're making it easier for clothes to fit if you don't watch your weight, eat right, and exercise. Fine. We're going to do away with jeans, and we'll now have an elastic band. And, you know, listen, I like things being easier as I'm getting older, like reading glasses. Okay? I like knowing that there's some ramps if my knee is bothering me and I don't want to take the stairs. But really, we're going to make things easier for criminals? Are you kidding me? I don't think that's healthy. I don't think that's safe. Giving people needles. Giving individuals. I like the idea of a fresh needle, but don't let them leave with that needle. Because if somebody does get high or stoned, do you think they're going to adequately dispose of that needle? That needle's going to be around a playground. We just need to rethink what it is we want to do. 1-877, Dr. Ali.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.